The Botanic Gardens have great potential as a premier tourism destination, but it has to be well managed. We have a staff of a very high staff staff number, a staff that is largely untrained, a staff that has a very high wage bill, and a high wage bill of $360,000 annually. That is roughly one third of the entire budget of the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, which is the single most significant overhead expense that we have. That is something that we have to consolidate. It cannot continue like that. The Botanical Gardens, I think, given its special peculiarities, need to be managed as a business entity to the extent where it needs a special body, an advisory body, technical, financial, with public and private sector partnership to carry the Botanic Gardens. The Botanical Gardens Act allows for visitation on a 12-hour period, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. But a modern botanical gardens really should not be open for this extensive period. And so in going forward, we're looking at the possibility of shortening not just the visitation duration in a particular day, but even seasonally. The botanical gardens, as more and more people visit, the rigors on the grounds, you're going to have soil compaction. There's the likely effect on the plants and other nuances which have to be managed. Tourism visitation number is something that is paramount in any management regime, and we're looking at that.